Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Sandy in Sunnyvale, California.
Is it sunny in Sunnyvale?
Today, the sun is out. But lately, the sun is out about now, and then it gets gray the rest of the day.
Really? How come it gets gray?
Get out there. Take a walk.
How come it gets gray?
It's autumn.
Oh, autumn gets gray. I see.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had rain yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's different every moment.
Where is Sunnyvale in relation to, say, someplace like Los Angeles?
We're northern. Los Angeles is southern. We're between San Jose and San Francisco.
Oh.
Up there. Silicon Valley.
Oh, you're in Silicon Valley. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty busy. It's gotten very, very overpopulated and crowded. You can't drive anywhere.
Really? Get on the highway? Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just really don't like it. It's just too crowded for me. Now, when I drove in Austin in April, it was very similar. Austin was really crowded to drive in, at least the part I was driving in.
Yeah, we have two highways in Austin going north and south, one on the north side of town and one on the west side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere between 7 and 9 or 10 and 3 and 7, bumper to bumper.
So other times it's not so bad.
Not too bad. Now, other times you can move. Like if I want to go somewhere kind of north Austin, I would not go. I would just not schedule like a chiropractor or something. But you can zip up there 11 o'clock or noon pretty good. But boy, you get around, rush hour time, and it's just, you're going to be there 2 hours, yeah. That's what you must have experienced.
Yeah, well, it used to be like that here, but now it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's all the time.
All the time.
Well, you know, Austin's going to be like that because we're growing so much. They are, not we. They're growing so much with all the tech stuff. You know, Facebook is good there, Google, and just...
Well, that is exactly, yeah.
What's happened to you guys?
Now, Marble Falls, I love.
Oh, man, you've been to Marble Falls?
Every year for 9 years, because I go to Dr. Nunnally. I've been going to Dr. Nunnally every year for 9 months.
So you go to Dr. Nunnally from Sunnyvale?
I thought it was 10 years, but I counted it recently. 2009. I started not too long after you.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, tell folks about Dr. Nunnally's place. I mean, come on, right?
It's the best. And that segues me into my next comment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that actually Karen at Dr. Nunnally's office was the one that found a dentist here for me. I've been looking for a dentist here for 9 years. Well, longer than that, but I hadn't found one. And I was looking for one for the oral DNA test. Now, Robert was asking how you do it.
Yeah.
And the way I did it was to go on the oral DNA test website.
Okay.
You all provided.
Uh-huh.
And then look for a provider like you were doing with Robert.
Yeah.
And you got to call all those people. Not all of them do it. Or you know, you've got to... if it's a dentist, you've got to schedule an appointment with them and this and that.
Oh, that's boring. Yeah.
But maybe
after Monday, Dr. Nunnally will do it.
Well, he will. I believe he will.
Oh, I'm sure he would do it for you.
Because Karen, he will, but it's just he had to. Karen was going to do it for me.
Oh, good.
I didn't find another dentist.
Oh, good.
But
yeah.
she would have to register him and do all this hullabaloo that would take her time. But she would have done it, which was really nice.
Of course. I mean,
they're just wonderful to me.
Yeah.
But she said, I had called three of them, the first three on the list.
Right.
And none of them worked out, and some of them didn't do it. And so then I was frustrated. So then I was going to do through Dr. Nunnally, and then Karen was looking at the list, and she said, oh, Dr. Inda in Sunnyvale does it, says she does it. And I don't know, it just resonated, and I said, wow, Sunnyvale, that's where I live.
That's where I live, yeah.
And so I went to this dentist does it, and I went, and I had the DNA test that day, and then she did an oral exam, because dentists are required to do that when it's a new patient.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're required to do an exam, which costs you $100 or $200, whatever it is.
Wow.
So I wanted to, try her out. I'd called the receptionist, talked to her a million times with my million questions. I really ask a lot of things.
Well, you got to with a dentist, right? You know it's how important it is.
Yeah, I know. I know. So I went and did that the first time, and I really liked the office, and it's very, very small. And they know a lot of things, and they do a lot of the things and the philosophy that I like.
Yeah.
And then I went last week on Thursday, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday or whatever it was, and got the results for my DNA test.
Yeah.
I was going to compare yours to mine before I called, but I forgot.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to you about that.
Okay. Slow down a minute. So open it up. Did you have a lot of, out of the 12, did you have a lot going on?
Well, see, I haven't been feeling so good lately, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And ever since I had two abscesses, and Dr. Freeman worked on me for the second one, and she said I had a bacterial infection, and I think I still do. So what I've got, the biggest one, is the FN, and it says moderate risk. That's a moderate risk one.
That's the highest one?
That was my highest. I only have two above the black bar.
Good.
I know. I was shocked because you had a lot more above the black bar,
Yep. What were you doing prior to the test, say, for the last year, generally, for your oral, what would you do brush-wise?
I'm curious. Yeah, I was brushing. I tried different holistic kinds of toothpaste.
Yeah.
So I was doing the brushing, I was doing the flossing, and I was doing hydrogen peroxide in the water pick. And that's what was so frustrating, because I was taking such good care of my teeth.
Right.
And, I still was getting abscesses and little tiny cavities. And then for a while, probably why, the other thing I was going to tell you is I have 4 and 5 pockets. I mean, a lot of 4 and 5.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, well, that's a definite sign of gum disease, as you know. You hear the show, right?
Well, thank you for reminding me. I can't remember all this stuff. Yeah. But that's why one reason I was going to talk to you, just because you'll remind me things that I forget. I would say the last probably 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months, I don't know, I wasn't taking as good care of my teeth as I had been. And it's so amazing how I can be intuitive. Like, I didn't want to use that toothpaste. I didn't want to use the hydrogen peroxide and the salt and the baking soda anymore. My teeth just didn't want it. I'd gone through that several times where, body just didn't. Said no.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped doing that. I was using the toothpaste. But then for quite a while, I was using no toothpaste, just brushing dry, because that country dentist said you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it really worked that good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped the water pick and the hydrogen peroxide. I just did that all on my own before I even heard Dr. Ellie say all this stuff.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, this happens to me a lot, and the more I get in tune with the universe and just listen, happens with food, happens with a lot of stuff.
So let me ask.
I have not really been taking very good care of my teeth. And then the cleaning, you know, I only go like every like 8 months to get a cleaning, but then we know about that. That may not be all a problem.
So let me ask. So when you look at your test, and you have three categories, right? The high risk,
right.
Moderate, low risk. How many of those? Yeah. Never mind the black line, but how many of those do you have up there?
Correct. That's what I wanted to talk to you
about. How many do you have?
Okay, high risk, I have two. And they're below the line.
Okay.
But nevertheless, there's two.
Okay, and then...
And moderate risk, I have that one I told you that's very high. And then I have another one that's almost to the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then low risk, I have one that is above the line.
I see.
So really, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five.
Well, that's certainly, for what it's worth, it's certainly less than what I had. And
I know, I was shocked. I was shocked.
Well, you know, everybody's different, and these little buggies, you know, they do their thing. And so, but if you have fours and five pockets, there's definitely some things going on. So are you going to get on Dr. Ellie's program now?
I've been doing it for a month. The day after I had the oral DNA test.
Oh, good.
A month ago.
Good.
I started doing the program faithfully for two times a day.
Good.
Yeah. And then I was hoping I wouldn't have to have a deep cleaning. They wanted to do a deep cleaning.
Oh, they did.
She did this thing called the deep cleaning, but it wasn't anything like I've had it one time before at Dr. Nunnally's office. I had it once, and oh, my God, she really scraped and everything. It hurt. But she didn't do this. But she said she wanted to do another one, getting in the deep pockets, going deep in the pockets. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't think I want to do that.
No, you don't want to dig around in there. No, you don't.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I'm thinking about, and I already wrote Dr. Ellie, is having a consultation with her and just seeing if there's anything else I can do. The dental office, fortunately, they are not at all pushing antibiotics at all. But they're interested in doing laser and ozone treatments, which I think might cost a lot of money. So I want to talk to Dr. Ellie more about that. But I would consider it, depending on how much it costs, because I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, ozone's not. I'm not sure about laser. What exactly? What were they going to do with the laser?
They just put it around the mouth and the pockets and all.
For what reason? What reason?
I think it kills bacteria.
Yeah, you know, I'd be careful. I'd be careful with killing bacteria because that's the problem.
Yeah,
you know, you want
to
get.
You know, that's a good question. Yeah. I'll write that down.
Yeah, you want to get the mouth in balance.
She's supposed to send me a protocol. The gal's supposed to send me a protocol. The hygienist, but she hasn't.
Well, let me offer this to you, dear. I think what I would do, you know, since you called, I would just continue with Dr. Ellie's program for 3 months, and then look at your gums, look at your pockets, and look at your DNA. Do that DNA thing again, and I think you're going to see some really nice results. And you know, if you don't have an infection right now, like I wouldn't worry about anything else, and don't let people poke around right now. Just do that.
I don't want to do that. Definitely, the doctor and I talked about. She even said, you know, we'll do the test again in 3 months. Well, January, because I'll be away for a couple weeks on the cruise, and the office is closed anyway for 2 weeks, so that's good. So I think January, we'll get another DNA test. But as far as this, what I'm concerned about is this bacterial infection, and that's kind of what I want to know about.
Well, you know, the Dr. Ellie's program will theoretically deal with that. That's the whole point of it.
A bacterial infection.
Sure, because all of these are bacteria that you...
Just with those ingredients.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the program, is to get the microbiome back in balance, and then the body will deal with any kind of... good guys, bad guys, medium guys, and let them all play together nicely.
Yeah.
Because you can't kill all the bad guys, right? That's not the way, that's not the way it works.
We want to get the population down.
That's right.
I know she said for people, someone like me, it could take 2 years. But if we see a better result in 3 months, then I know it's working.
Well, you saw my test, right? It was a huge difference.
I know. It's great. Congratulations.
And I just did her thing. That's all I did.
That's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I do some flossing because I have these teeth that chicken and salad and everything gets in them.
Yeah.
So I do some. If I feel it in there, there's two teeth that I might do it.
Yeah, that's
this
okay.
This dentist gave me some really great floss. I really like it better than any floss I've ever used.
I've also seen floss that are kind of soaked or covered in xylitol. Have you seen that?
Really?
Yeah, that might be kind of fun.
We'd have to make sure it was 100% xylitol.
That's right. So are you doing the xylitol in between meals, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you'll be good.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm like that.
You're on it, though.
I'm going to do a program. I'm going to do it and really, you know, test and and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, the hygienist told me, I haven't looked at it. I'm just curious. There's a certain toothpaste that I've never heard of that she wanted me to use.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
She wanted to do.
I wouldn't do
hydrogen.
That.
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
A hydrogen peroxide gel, and I know she put some on my gums, but that's all right. Whatever. At least I didn't get sick. You know, until I went to Dr. Nunnally's office, I always got sick when I went to cleanings. Of course, I had mercury in my mouth. That didn't help. But I didn't get sick with her. She was very gentle, and she wanted me to use this rinse to start with, and I looked at it, and I said, no, I don't want to do that. I didn't like it at all, and I didn't want to do it. So she said, oh, you can rinse with this ozone water.
Good.
So that was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm oh, God, so happy about things, when things start, you know, when things are stuck, and then they finally move forward. So I hope that helps Robert explaining how to find somebody to do the DNA test. I hope that helps.
I didn't.
Now, my DNA test cost a whole lot more than I think it does in Texas.
Really? What'd yours cost?
Like $280.
Yeah, here it was $200. I guess they just charge you extra, you know, the dentist did. You know.
Oh, God. Silicon Valley, they charge you extra for anything.
That's right.
Because they can get away with
that's
it.
That's right.
You know?
See, I didn't realize that they wanted a dentist, and I guess that's how I got mine, because Dr. Ellie was the dentist.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, I didn't realize that.
I was ready to call her and see if she would help me out.
Well, she probably could have. Well, let us know.
Yeah.
Keep up with it. Have a nice fall kind of holiday thing, and then you're going to get the test back in November, and then let us know how you do.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay.
I will. Now, let's see. A couple other things I wanted to ask you. Well, happy birthday. That was one thing.
Well, thanks. Happy rebirth day last week. Yeah.
Happy rebirth. Happy, yeah. And then, did you get my email about the rosemary mush?
What?
I wrote you an email talking to you about making rosemary tea and rosemary mush. Did you get that email?
I don't remember. I put them in one file.
I'll send it again.
Rosemary mush. What do you do with that?
You and Tony.
Oh, we were talking about rosemary.
Talking about, and you asked him what you could do with rosemary.
Oh.
And you can make this rosemary mush and put it in anything, and salad dressing, smoothies, dips, anything, and it's so good, and it lasts a long time in the refrigerator, and you can put some in the freezer. And rosemary is so good for many things, of course, but the brain especially. I'm always working on my brain. So anyway, and I was listening to, I think, the latest program with Tony, and I had to stop right when you were talking about rosemary. So I know you've been talking about the last couple of times.
Yeah, it's a good. I am. It's a wonderful herb. Yeah. Well, I'll check it out. You can do a lot of things with it, for sure.
Yeah. You were talking about, you have a big rosemary bush.
So man, I got great. A huger one.
And then another question is the sauna. You said you're taking it every day.
Yes.
So when you take it every day, do you always take a shower to get the sweat and the toxins off, or do you just wipe it down?
I take a shower. I jump in the shower.
Okay.
And you know, I'd like to have been doing is ice cold water, man. That's that's a trip.
You jump in this ice cold shower.
Yeah. It's like whoa.
Good for you.
It's like whoa.
Good for you.
That'll wake you up. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, Sunnyvale, Sandy. Stay out of the.
All right.
Stay off the highway. You're doing good with your teeth. Let us know.
Thank you.
All right, dear.
Will. Thank you. And Doctor. The last program with Dr. Ellie that you did that I didn't realize till the day after. Oh, that was so good, too.
Yeah, well, it was jam-packed, wasn't it?
Very knowledgeable.
She's great.
I read her book, and I just want to keep doing this and hopefully keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Thank you.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you very much. All right.
My pleasure. Bye. You know, the neat thing about this this whole DNA thing and getting all these guys way down in balance, you know, not just the gums and the teeth, the breath and everything and cavities. I mean, that's great. But think about what's going on all over your body, right? Because if these guys are running around in those little pockets and in your mouth, they got to be everywhere. I mean, you know, right? And they would be everywhere. Could be in your little arteries and your veins and whatever. This has been the connection with oral health and heart disease that Dr. Nunley or Dr. Hal Huggins talked about 40 years ago, and people thought he was crazy. No, you're crazy. Come on. So who knows, you know, the good things that will happen to your health. If you want to try this program, you can go to drellie.com or listen to our shows with her and learn about it. Very inexpensive. You get the ingredients anywhere, Walgreens, your local grocery store. And once you get a system down, it's very quick to do it. And proof's in the pudding. I think your body would be better off for it. Your teeth will. They look better. Like I say, who knows, 5 years from now, 4 years from now, if you get all these bacteria all back in balance of how, you know, I think your immune system, my theory is your immune system will deal with anything a lot easier once everything's in balance. And you can be like the Sardinia people and live to, 105. Previously with Dr. Charles Gant, MD, Sulfur.
I just wanted to say, Patrick, that I heard during the break talking to Dr. Stephanie. I'm a big fan of hers.
Are you really? She's great. This sulfur transferase thing and the glyphosates. Then there's also a genetic predisposition to this as well?
Yes.
Oh. So, and that could complicate matters, too, for those on GMO foods, huh?
Exactly. But now that we're in this toxic age with the glyphosate and the massive sulfur deficiencies, and generally, I recommend a little MSM, 500 milligrams, one twice a day for just about everybody, just to get some basic organic sulfur on board.
Do you feel like it helps them to get some of this yuck stuff out and clean out the trash?
Well, that's the
whole point. Huh?
Well, I can see that sulfur is a conjugator of toxins. Sulfur transferase transfers the sulfur. Sulfur has a love affair with heavy metals and other toxins. So, I mean, I saw that right from the beginning, and so I just assumed that a little bit of sulfur could help just about anybody.
Well, maybe you should take a little every day. You can click and order Pure Sulfur right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com. Previously with our conversation with Brandon Amalani. We love the rice sprouts. I tell you what, they're happening. My little body likes that. Ooh, man, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people get amazing results. It's something as simple as sprouted and fermented rice is just like so nutrient-dense, so easily absorbable, and it builds the qi and the organ systems in the body. It's very neutral for most people, so it's just you can feed it to your kids. It's really safe, and I get more positive feedback on that one than any of the other powders. But yeah, it's basically an heirloom rice source that we source from a small family in Japan. So it's like an heirloom grade rice, and then we take that and do a fermentation process on it. So it combines the endosperm, the sprout, and the rice bran, but it makes the bran soluble. And the fermentation process actually unlocks a lot of... Fermentation has this really amazing ability to create nutrients out of nothing through that process. So yeah, that's a really special product in a lot of ways.
Rice sprouts, really nice product. Front page, One Radio Network, Shen Blossom, you see the ad. This is where you get the goji berry, Shizandra, ginseng, a lot of cool things. And try these rice sprouts for you and the kids. Front page, oneradionetwork.com. And you can order some right now and get 15% off on all Shen Blossom's products. Just found out about it this morning, but it's just for this weekend. Shen Blossom, right on the front page of our website, and put in the promo code FALLSALE15. FALLSALE15. And rice sprouts, or you want to try the ginseng or the goji berries, Shizandra. He has some fermented noni. Really great products in Myron glass. Yeah, really. The bomb. So FALLSALE15 all weekend long. So that'd be November 17, 18, and 19. Fall sale 15, promo code 15% off on all Shen Blossom products this weekend. It's the time to buy it.
We are listener supported. One Radio Network.
A candy colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreams.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Oh, Roy Orbison, he's great, huh? I just love him, he's great. They just don't write songs like they used to, do they? Ah, well, Roy Orbison. Yeah. Okay, it's November 17th, 2017. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Open Phone Friday. And that means you call and participate by telling me your story. 888-663-6386. If you have a question about something, anything, past guests, or some ideas that I could possibly help with, we have most people email, but a few people are brave enough to call. We should probably say open email Friday, right? Well, nobody talks anymore. Everybody's on their keyboard. Dave writes in from St. Thomas, Ontario. I've been a big fan for many years. Keep up the great work. Years ago, you did a show about oils. Oh, for healing, killing parasites. You yourself passed a big tapeworm after trying these oils for several days. Oh, I got a big one that needs killing. Yeah, this is, we've talked about this so often. Just go into our website, and I would just put in Hulda Clark tapeworm, Hulda Clark parasites, and you'll see a show that says new, or you'll see a PDF says new concepts. Click on that, and you scroll through it, and you'll find the recipe to put, I think it's four or five different or six different essential oils in a capsule, and you do it twice a day, I think for 2 or 3 days, and I had a big sucker just come right out years ago. It's crazy. It was just some simple oils like thyme, but you can see the recipe on there. I know. What are you going to do with that one, right? Love your show. I've been a fan for many years, especially the Real World of Money. I'm a Canadian living in Japan. Just off the top of your head, before I look into the nitty-gritty of supplement import rules in Japan and go to each affiliate sites, and top of your head, do you happen to have any products that you or your associates have shipped to Japan? Oh, I see. Yeah, I know we do saunas to Japan. We have shipped sulfur to Japan. But I'd have to check. I don't know about the One World Way or Sir Thrival. I am not sure if they ship overseas. I should know that. I'm sorry. Kenrola, Shen Blossom. Yeah, you'd have to go to each one of them individually. I should probably get that information someday. Sorry. But the only ones we really are involved in shipping are the sauna and the, well, we're not really involved, but the ones we handle that aren't affiliates are the sauna and the rebounder and the sulfur. But I know those can all go. Now the rebounder, I wouldn't do the rebounder to Japan. It's so heavy, it would be a lot of money. All right, going through some emails here. Phone lines are open, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Gregory in Melissa, Texas. I didn't know there's such a spot. I just wanted to send you a thank you note. You're a real asset to my life. Oh, I know you know your program helps many people with information that comes over your program, but I just want to let you know how you enrich my life personally. Thank you. You're amazing, Gregory. Oh, great. Well, we just feel blessed to be able to do this and make a living. I mean, pretty cool, you know what I mean? There's a fellow in Australia, Steve Williams, that's got a new video out on urine therapy. He's got a lot of experience with urine therapy, and he's got a new video. And he says he's got over 90 videos on YouTube about urine therapy. Holy cow. Man. I'll put this link on the show page. It's GoTo Productions. So we're gonna get him on the show. Be fun. I was listening to Andrew Goss, and you mentioned a show that you used to watch when you were a kid about John Beresford for Tipton would give a person $1 million, and then they had a show. That's right, The Millionaire. He said, is this a series? That's correct, I'll be doing it. I didn't realize that's the name. The Millionaires, from 1955 to 1960. Yeah, so I was in grade school. CBS, originally sponsored by Colgate. Oh, good. Colgate Palmolive. I'll be doing. Very popular show called The Millionaire. But you could still watch that somewhere. Also known as If You Had a Million. It was a really interesting concept. Some rich guy named John Beresford Tipton. He just liked to give people $1 million every now and then, every week. Well, that's when the show was. And then the show was about what happened to the people after they got the $1 million. It was an interesting concept and very popular. Thanks for sending that. Huh. Oh, here's a lady that lives close by in New Braunfels. She was looking for, yeah, we found a couple places that you can do the solar time and get your solar time. I'm about half an hour ahead here. So it's 10:45 here. So the real solar time here is about, 10:15. But as Adam says, you don't have to get really, really exactamento unless you're doing some. So as long as you're on standard time, we're pretty close to solar time. But I sent her these websites, but you can get them on SunSync Nutrition. That's the easiest place. You just pop it in there. I think your zip code, and you just get it. Thanks for the information. For taking the time by email about the show. I listen to you guys every morning after meditation hour. Please don't ever stop doing what you do. I'm learning something new every day. Oh. Well, we'll do it until we don't do it. Then we'll do something else. The Microbial Microbe Dental Wash. Where can I buy this? I would just go to drellie.com and she'll give you the whole story, Glory, of how to do the program. You can listen to our shows, or she's got the whole program there, drellie.com. And you can just go on Amazon, and if you would, go through our website, or she might have them there, the Closest and the Crest and the Listerine and the Act and the Xylitol. But you can get them on Amazon or your local Walgreens. Dare you walk in. Talked to Sharon yesterday, and she was telling me that at her Kroger, she goes to Kroger, they have a real nice organic section there. That's where she shops. And at the Kroger, she said, when you go into the parking lot, that they have a sign in all the little spaces saying that if you get your flu shot today, we'll give so much money to some charity to feed hungry people or homeless people. Do you believe that? Man, these people are strange. If you get your flu shot, we'll feed a hungry person. You know, I always like to think the best of everything, but there, if I didn't know better, there's just a whole bunch of people that would like to cut down on the population. God, can you imagine? I'd like to support you with my Amazon purchases, but I mostly have to use Amazon.ca in Canada. Oh, can you tell me if I can bookmark that through your site? I looked around but couldn't figure it out. Oh, well, thanks. I'll check that out. I bet we could set that up somewhere. Why not? Amazon Canada. Well, thanks. Oh, Sandy sent the rosemary mush. Mush and bunch of rosemary. Adam is there. Hi, Adam. The best explanation about the entire body can be alkalized in minutes by drinking a quart or so of water can be found in the pages of 596 through 597 of Emmanuel Revisi's medical textbook. It's easily accessible in cyberspace thanks to the crazy pharmacist he gives the links. Okay, I'll put that in the show notes. A quart of water alkalizes the entire body. Really? Boy, I'd be drinking a lot of pee, man, if I did a quart of water. Shen Blossom, don't forget the 15% sale. Fall sale 15 this weekend. I want to keep reminding you because last time I talked to you for the weekend. Ken Roller's going to be here on Monday. Okay, here's our phone number. Kind of quiet this morning. Lots of you are listening. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Since we know the old ideas of cleaning and sterilizing the mouth to death is not the wisest approach, my tongue, is there some product that would serve as a microbiome in a bottle to inoculate and cultivate a healthy oral microbiome, perhaps some sort of probiotic rinse? Yeah, I'm not sure. Isn't that, Steve, what the xylitol is about? I think that's what the xylitol does in between brushings, is that keeps everybody happy and snappy and working. You can do the mints or the gum. I think that's what the xylitol does. Right? Good morning, Patrick. I just watched a YouTube video, 2014, from Clive in the UK. Very informative and humorous at the same time. Unfortunately, being so fascinated by the information on MSM, I hurried to a vitamin shop and bought their brand of MSM and vitamin C. I figured getting some ASAP was the best. My husband takes the capsules and I break open the capsules and take it by a spoon. Anyhow, just want to reach out to see if the availability of your organic self will still exist. To thank you for your passion providing people with ears to hear. Yeah, I don't know if I respond to this person personally. I should do that. Yeah, ours is real different from everybody else's. I'm not bragging or anything, but it is. It's just pure. And almost all the MSMs out there, they got all stuff in there, especially the ones in capsules, because they use these adjuvants, tagalongs, kind of silly things to get the capsules, you know, fill in the machines and all that. They don't have to. What did Dr. Marshall used to use? I think he used, I forget. So yeah, ours is pure. That's, try ours. Pure, 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 pure. John Kohler of Growing Greens stumbled upon a raw cannabis juice, writes an emailer, that gets you high. Ooh. Most researchers state that unless the plant is heated, the THC component will not be decarbonized and thus won't cause psychoactive effect. That's what I've heard. Not true? Confirm that this is an extremely potent recipe, even though leafy green cannabis leaves were used with very minimal low-grade immature buds. They theorize that the citric acid from the tangerines may have helped extract the THC, and the MCTs from the coconut may have driven into the cells. Hyperfocus. How I got high for 10 hours on raw cannabis leaves, YouTube. Oh, we'll put this YouTube video on the front page. It's cool. Yeah, I've often heard that too. I didn't know that you could would get stoned if you didn't heat it. Stoned. All right. I hear you talk about olive oil a lot. Here's an interesting article. Olive Oil Times. 5 years ago, the University of California Davis Olive Center released its report on the study of the quality of olive oils in some of the region's supermarkets. The bombshell report would prove to be a game changer. Most imported extra virgin olive oils aren't extra virgin. The study, which was funded in part by the California producers, was a small scale but packed a big punch. 69% of imported olive oils labeled extra virgin failed the standards. Most of the olive oils were not extra virgin at all. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. Yeah, Dr. Oz told all his 3 million people to check if the extra virgin olive oil was extra virgin, put in the refrigerator, see if it gelled. That's so bogus. I can't believe he said that. That's not true. That's what these people say, and I know that's not true. All olive oil will gel up. I don't care what it is. It could be half motor oil. Yeah, so you just want to, once again, our trademark, right? One of our trademarks, know the source. But you're right, I wouldn't go into a Kroger or a Safeway and just buy some olive oil off the shelf that said extra virgin olive oil, and you look on the label and it says, I don't know, from Spain or sometimes I'll have three different countries, and yeah, you don't know where it's been at all. You have no idea. So you just got to know the source, but there's some good olive oils you can get in Kroger or Safeway or whatever, these different stores. generally, if they say it's estate bottled and they have a lot of good stamps and stuff and organic, and you'd probably be fine. Just got to be careful. But there's a lot of stuff that says extra virgin olive oil. That one in our store, the Barani, definitely is. We know the grower out there. We know of them anyway. And it's a great olive oil. Also, Jovial Foods. I know the lady who makes this in Italy, Carla, Jovial Foods. They got an amazing olive oil. It comes in a nice big green bottle. I think you can probably get it on Amazon or just go to jovialfoods.com if you want to buy one. All right, here. Let's see what's going on. What's going on? Hi, Patrick. I was diagnosed with RA. I guess that's what? Rheumatoid arthritis? Is that right? I've been looking for alternative ways to live with and or treat my rheumatoid arthritis versus taking prescribed pharmaceuticals by my doctor. That's a good start. I have changed my diet along with taking food-based supplements. In addition, I've been taking the sulfur from your site, which I feel has really helped me the most. However, recently I have developed some red spots on various parts of my body. And I don't know if this is related to detoxing. Just want to know if you or your other listeners have ever developed symptoms like this, which might be related to intake of sulfur. Yeah. Do they itch? Are they itching? Are they just popping up? Where on your body? You know, it's probably, it could be a detox thing. Could be. In the Pa Da La Jing fellow, he calls those things sha. I think it's S-H-A or something, where when you slap portions of your body, if you do it long enough, these toxins will come to the surface. It's crazy. I had one on my stomach when I was working on my heartburn thing. And I just slapped my stomach. I was doing it in the sauna too. And actually, John, who calls up every now and then, he gave me the idea. He said, yeah, you can slap in the sauna. Man, that's cool, because your body's all kind of gooey and then you just slap away, you know, like I'm slapping now. And this, you know, if you slap long enough, this stuff, these things will pop. And that stomach thing, I just kept slapping and slapping, and eventually the red thing just went away. So I think it's toxins that come to the surface. But as long as it's not itching or in any really weird, you know, like some kind of fungus or something, I suspect they'll just go away. That, you know, the skin is, as they say, the largest organ in the body, and these things will just pop out. Whoops, pop. To this, you might get yourself a nice, firm, natural bristle brush, you know, one of those, and do a dry brush massage. You can do that every day. I like to do them. And the skin really loves that. And you can do this thing hard, and you can watch that little skin. If you get, like, when the sun is streaming in the window, you can't believe the stuff that comes off of your skin. We're always losing these dead skin cells. And the more you brush, the easier it is for stuff that comes out. So this is really powerful when you do it along with the sauna. So I like to do the dry brush even before the sauna. Man, we have so many wonderful tools to keep ourselves happy here with planet Earth, don't we? Oh, and I want to mention, you know, I've been doing this Pa Da La Jing thing, and we've talked about it so much, and we put one leg up and then the other leg down, and we've showed you the videos. Pretty cool. Anyway, I'll continue. Phone calls always come first.